This is North Shore Today for Monday, November 21, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Sunny today, windy, temperatures in the upper 30s. Friday was National Adoption Day. In Salem, 13 families adopted children as part of a ceremony held at Family Court. The Salem News reports that the ceremony was held at Essex Probate and Family Court, with Justice Francis Giordano presiding over the event. The recently vacated Bates Complex on Salem State's South Campus will be hosting homeless families in partnership with the City of Salem. The partnership is detailed in today's Salem News by reporter Dustin Luca. Many of the expected residents are families coming from other parts of the world. A local brewery has been forced to change its name over a trademark issue. Paul Layton reports in today's Salem News that Channel Marker Brewery in Beverly will now be called Coastal Mass Brewing. Apparently, an out-of-state brewery has used Channel Marker on one of their beers. The local co-founders in Beverly, Jake Crandall and Tim Corcoran, decided to change the name of their brewery to Coastal Mass Brewing. The Wakefield Police and Fire Departments responded to a crash involving a pedestrian on North Avenue Friday evening. On Friday, November 18, at approximately 5:15 p.m., Wakefield Police and Fire responded to 911 calls reporting a crash involving a pedestrian on North Avenue in the area of Quinnapowitt Parkway. The driver of the vehicle involved remained at the scene. The pedestrian suffered injuries, was transported by a medical helicopter to a regional trauma center. And the Daily Item features a story today on Brothers Deli owner George Marcos and his effort to prepare over 200 turkeys this Thanksgiving for free dinners to anyone who steps into his Lynn restaurant. This is a tradition that Marcos and Brothers Deli has been doing for years in the city of Lynn. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Patriots beat the Jets yesterday 10-3 with a late-game punt return touchdown. The Celtics play the Bulls in Chicago tonight. The Bruins play the Lightning in Tampa also tonight. Weekend state tournament winners included St. John's Prep and Newburyport boys soccer teams, Ipswich volleyball. Local football teams now headed to the Super Bowls, St. John's Prep, North Reading, St. Mary's, and Kip. Check out some of the photos we have down below in the sports section of today's North Shore Today. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.